From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. After the Sabbath and towards dawn on the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala and the other Mary went to visit the sepulchre. And suddenly there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. His face was like lightning, his robe white as snow. The guards were so shaken by fear of him that they were like dead men. But the angel spoke, and he said to the women, "There is no need for you to be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said he would." The resurrection, Pope Benedict writes, is the very foundation of our lives. Christian faith stands or falls with the truth of the testimony that Christ is risen from the dead. This is crucial to who this Jesus is. We are not talking about Jesus who merely was, rather, that he really is. So what is the resurrection? Is it just the miracle of a resurrected corpse? Would that not be equivalent to the resurrection of a clinically dead person through the art of doctors? Like the son of the widow of Nain, the daughter of Jairus, even Lazarus. They return to their former way of life. And then they must die again. No, Jesus' resurrection is about breaking out into an entirely new form of life. A new possibility of human existence is opened up, a new kind of future for us. And this resurrection is not just for Jesus. It is a universal event. But is the resurrection really true? Pope Benedict consoles us. We are talking about something, and I quote, outside our world of experience, something unexpected, unimaginable. A last and highest evolutionary leap. The union of the finite with the infinite, God with man, the victory over death. So Jesus did not just return to a normal biological life. No, he would never die again. Jesus is not a ghost. He reveals himself with flesh and blood in the realm of the living. When he is encountered in his post-resurrection experiences, it's an historical event, an encounter with a living person. Matter itself is remolded into a new type of reality. But what does this mean for us? Christ's risen body is a place where you and I can enter into communion with God and with one another, for he has overcome the barriers of our limits. He has overcome the barriers of our inability to pass to the other. Through an indestructible life, a new space of being, in union with God, with my neighbour, even my enemy. So the resurrection is something new, a new kind of event. It changes the life of the one who receives it. Only this can explain the zeal of the early Christians, why they were prepared to lay down their lives to the point of martyrdom. God acts gently, Pope Benedict tells us. He only gradually builds up history and invites us into this new and risen life. I quote, "He continues to knock gently at the doors of our hearts, and slowly opens our eyes if we open our doors to him. This is the divine way, not to overwhelm us with external power, but to give us freedom to elicit from us the power to love.